A Message from God by Dr. Evans. We'll follow the reports that tell us the signs are here. Stay tuned.
Yes, it's an hour such as the world has not seen. An hour when my true servants shall come forth with anointing like the world has not seen before. And they shall wonder, what meaneth all this? It means that the last days are here. For they shall go forth in my power, and there shall be nothing that shall stand in their way. And they shall do mighty things. Signs, wonders shall be seen. And you'll know that they're the true ones, they're not the false ones. They're not of the Antichrist, but they're of me. And they shall speak my word with truth and power. They shall speak my word with an anointing that'll cause excitement to rise within your heart. That'll cause you to rise up and run, to pick up your cross and follow after them, that you may bring in the harvest. You'll go forth into the harvest field, and you'll bring in a harvest. A harvest that the world has never seen come in before. It'll be a great harvest. It will be that end time harvest, and it shall be a glorious church, a church without spot or wrinkle, and you shall know it, and you shall run to be part of it, and you shall rejoice in your heart, for you know that the time is short, that soon you'll be caught away in the air. It is that time, my children. Prepare your hearts now. Make yourself ready. Watch for the signs that I have told you.
Be that vessel that would surrender itself totally unto me, saith the Lord. Totally unto me in your mind and in your heart, saith the Lord. For as you surrender yourself, my children, it is in that time that you surrender that my power shall be made manifest in your life. And through you, others will see how great a God that I am, saith the Lord. Continue to lay down yourself before me, saith God. Continue to humble yourself before me, saith the Lord, that I might use you yet in a mightier way, and mightier than you've ever known, saith the Lord. For these are the great hours of the last time, saith the Lord. And in these great last hours, I shall do great and mighty things. I shall bring them in from the north, from the south, and the east, and the west, saith God. I have said this before, and I remind you again, I shall do it. Yea, saith God, did I not tell you last summer that the winds would strengthen and that disaster would come from them? You did not pay attention as the hurricanes came in upon the land. But will you pay attention now as the summer begins and has not even started yet, and you are already seeing the wind strengthening to a strength never seen before? You are seeing tornadoes move out of their normal places. I come as a warning to you, saith God, for the time is short and the end is near. Look not to man to help you with these things. Look not to man to stop the things that are happening upon the earth. He cannot do it. But look to me, saith the Lord.
As this prophecy was being spoken by my lips, the second and largest tornado was hitting Georgia at the time, even as I spoke those words.
And you are already seeing the wind strengthening to a strength never seen before. You are seeing tornadoes move out of their normal places.
Amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. This is the Signs of the Times International Radio Ministry. Welcome to all our friends on shortwave radio, internet radio, AM radio, podcasts, downloads, emailed audio, and any other way you might be hearing this program. This is Brother Johnson, God's watchman, declaring to you the last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. And to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, Jesus is coming soon. Get ready. A message from God will follow the reports that tell us the signs are here. Stay tuned. D.C. seeks consent to search for guns. D.C. police are so eager to get guns out of the city that they're offering amnesty with a catch to people who allow officers to come into their homes and get the weapons. Officers will go door to door seeking permission to search homes for weapons. Boston police are embarking on a similar program this month. Arthur B. Spitzer, legal director of the Washington office of the American Civil Liberties Union, said the program is a very bad idea. Watchman comment. You bet it's a very bad idea. No matter what you think about guns, that is how every controlling country, like Nazi Germany, got control by taking away the guns. They are up to something as we watch our American freedoms being lost daily now. 666 is near. Revelation chapter 17, verse 14, "These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called the chosen and faithful." Sodom and Gomorrah, end times madness. U.S. syphilis rate is up for the seventh year in a row, CDC says. The U.S. syphilis rate rose for the seventh straight year in 2007. Driven by a continued surge in cases among homosex and bisex men, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said, since 2000, when the national syphilis rate sank to a low of 2.1 per 100,000 people after a decade of progress in the 1990s, the rate has soared by 76%, the CDC reported. Homosex and bisex men accounted for 64% of syphilis cases in 2007, up from about 5% in 1999. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 9, "The shoe of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom, they hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves." Luke chapter 17, verse 29 and 30, "But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven, and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." Apostate. Methodist Church to decide what to do with transgendered clergy. An official with the Institute on Religion and Democracy says it's time for the United Methodist Church to tackle the issue of whether having a sex change operation is appropriate for a minister. Watchman comment, "Why, you apostates? Just read your Bible." But then you never do, or you would know it says this is a big old sin, my friends. Continuing, last year, United Methodist Church, UMC, officials announced that Drew Phoenix would be able to continue in his position at the Baltimore area church. For years, Phoenix was known as Minister Ann Gordon, until she had a sex change operation and became Drew Phoenix. Church officials are aware of at least two other former pastors who had sex change operations. Mark Tooley with the Institute on Religion and Democracy says the issue will have to be addressed. The church does not have any official stance on sex change operations or transsexuality, states Tooley. And so the church needs to adopt an official stance, because we have a couple of instances of Methodist clergy who have had sex change operations that have become public knowledge. Watchman comment, "Mr. Tooley, your comments are an abomination to the God you say you serve, but in reality, your comments serve the other God called Satan." Continuing, Tooley says the question that will be debated in an upcoming meeting of the UMC is whether gender is determined by God as a fixed state, or whether gender, as many of those on the liberal side assert, Tooley says, is self-determined. The General Council of the UMC meets next month in Texas, and delegates will draft church policy for the next 4 years. Watchman comment, "What they need to do is draft God's policy called the Bible. These apostates will never make it through the gates of heaven." And now, one short verse out of many that tells it all. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5, "The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord thy God." Watchman comment again. Now that is very specific. What? You still are not convinced? Apostate, neither I nor God has any time for your foolishness. If God is upset with clothes, think about changing the skin. UK to hand sovereignty to EU without referendum. 1,000 years of British history have been extinguished without a shot being fired. Britain's MPs voted to deny the public a referendum on the Treaty of Lisbon, the European Union's substitute for the Constitution that failed in 2005 after being defeated by Dutch and French plebiscites. The House of Commons vote, 311 to 248, a majority of 63, defeated a Conservative amendment that would have allowed the British public a say in whether the treaty would come into effect in the country. Commentators and activists fighting the issue have called the vote in the House of Commons the effective end of British sovereignty. The Conservative opposition are planning to reintroduce their amendment in the House of Lords later this year. The Lords, however, have little power to defeat the legislation. Watchman comment, take a close look, as America is not far from this same thing happening with NAFTA. That is the North American Free Trade Agreement, linking Mexico, North America, and Canada together as one country. 3/4 of mosques in America preach jihad. So far, of 100 maps, 75 should be on a watch list, an official familiar with the project said. Many of the Islamic centers are operating under auspices of the Saudi Arabian government and U.S. front groups for the Radical Muslim Brotherhood based in Egypt. Some of the 9/11 hijackers, in fact, received aid and counsel from one of the largest mosques in the Washington, D.C. area. Del Al-Hajara Islamic Center is one of the mosques identified by undercover investigators as a hive of terrorist activity and other extremism. It was founded and is currently run by leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood. Imams there preach what is called jihad qital, which means physical jihad, and incite violence and hatred against the U.S. Dal al-Jahari's ultimate goal, investigators say, is to turn the U.S. into an Islamic state governed by Sharia law. Sorry, I cut the report short so I could bring you a special message from God. You heard it right, a special message from God. Now please listen closely as Pastor Evans shares with you the vision God gave him just for this program and you, our listeners. God is doing something special, as my last message also was on healing.
It's just good to be here again with you to share the gospel, to hear what God is saying to us. The prophetic word. We're so thankful that now that you can hear that prophetic word too. About 3:00 this morning, the Lord began to talk to me about this broadcast right now that we're doing. Whether you hear it on the iPods or whether you read it on the computer, wherever you're getting it from, whether it's over the radio broadcast, this one is just for you. I would probably entitle it Today for You. Amen. We're definitely living in the last days, and every one of us knows that. We're seeing all the signs around us like never before, and it seems like there's always an increase in the signs that we're seeing. We're hearing about floods already and tornadoes, and it won't be long, it'll be hurricanes. We've heard it about the cyclone, and we've heard about the earthquakes. All these things that are taking place all over the world, and we realize that truly these are the last days. We watch as the gas price continues to go up and the food prices continue to go up. But we know we got God's word and God's promise that He's going to take us through these times victoriously.
Amen. Hallelujah, brother.
And about 3:00 this morning, like I was saying, the Lord woke me up. And I was having kind of a vision. It wasn't a dream because I wasn't asleep. But I was having a vision concerning today. And I was thinking about how in the last days there's going to be an increase in miracles, signs, and wonders. How God is going to move with His supernatural power like we've never seen it move before. And when we say that, I've seen many things in my lifetime. I've seen wheelchairs emptied out. I've seen cancer healed, AIDS healed, you name it. I've seen it. I've seen it. Glory. I've seen God move with this might and this power. And I realize that we're right down there again to the time that God's going to display His power.
Amen.
Not like the false church does. And not in the things that the false says. I mean the real power of Almighty God. Where people out there that are wondering, where they're not sure, where they're being tried this way or tried that way, they're being shaken this way, they're being shaken that way. They don't know which way to go. They don't know exactly what to do.
Amen.
One preacher says it's the last days, and somebody else says it's not. And somebody says this, and somebody says that. I tell you, the world seems to be filled with confusion like we've never seen, too. But really, we're in the last days. There's no doubt about it. We definitely are there.
That's right.
And as I was in this vision, first I saw a little boy, and I saw his sister. So I know that you're there somewhere, and you're going to be hearing this. God wants to heal that little boy. He couldn't walk, and his sister was so concerned. And she was crying out to God for a miracle for him. Well, I want you to know he's got his miracle right now. I know that above and beyond any doubt, that God is touching him right now. I saw his sister jumping and praising God and leaping, and I saw him leaping and jumping and praising God with her. I saw a man that was a diabetic. He could hardly get out of his bed. His hands shook. They were wrinkled up. And he thought he was going to die with diabetes. Well, I want you to know your diabetes is gone.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God healed you. You had gray hair with hardly any black left into it. You weighed probably 125 pounds. God gave you a miracle.
Amen.
I saw a young man that had AIDS. And he was so sorry for going into sin and getting AIDS. He didn't want to tell people, but he knew he was going to die with AIDS. Well, God heard your cry, and you've got your miracle.
Amen.
I saw a man get out of a wheelchair and walk. I saw a woman throw down her crutches and walk. And I knew it was for this radio broadcast. I knew it wasn't going to be for Sunday morning in my church, though we'd be more glad to see that. But I knew it was for you out there in the radio land. I know God is healing some of you right now. Asthma, arthritis, rheumatism, cancer. On our website, we see 90% of the people that come have cancer, and every single one of them has been healed. God is doing miracles today.
Amen.
Not only do we flow in the prophetic, as you've heard by listening and following us, we also have a miracle ministry. Because that's one of the signs that a prophet has.
That's right.
They always had a miracle ministry.
Amen.
I turned on my computer this morning to see what new was going on, and I see Brother Johnson had a message down there on healing. I thought, wow, I mean, God talked to me last night. Here I am, you know. And so I was listening to that this morning, and I thought how true that is. God wants to heal you. And I believe through our radio broadcast, I believe when you come onto our computer, when you listen to the free messages that are there, or however you're getting these words that we're telling you about the end times, and we are in the end times, things are going to get worse.
Right.
But our God's going to take us through this time victoriously.
Hallelujah.
He's going to perform miracles. There's going to be creative miracles.
Yes.
Creative miracles that people are going to get. Kidneys when they don't have none. Gallbladder when they don't have none.
Yes.
Hearts are going to be totally renewed.
Yes.
I mean, God's going to do some tremendous things in these last days. And we're not going to have 50,000 people in the building and only 5,000 or less go home with a miracle. Everybody, I believe, is going to be healed and delivered and set free.
Amen.
You notice we're not talking about money. We haven't mentioned the word money.
Not that we can't use it, right?
Not that we can't use money. But God is going to give to you the miracles, the healings, the deliverance. I saw people delivered in the same vision off drugs.
You don't buy that.
They threw down their needles. They threw down their pipes. They blew the dust off the top of a desk and just swept it up into a wastebasket. They were all done with drugs. Now, some of you people, I want you to write us. I want you to tell us about these miracles that we can tell others. Now, you have the address. Brother Johnson gives it to you all the time. So you're more than able to do that.
It is Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, New York. That's spelled L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, abbreviated for New York, 13797, USA.
And if you're on one of our websites, then you have a place right on either one of those websites where you can email us, where you can come and write, where you can go to our guest books. I believe that somebody's marriage is breaking up, and you're sitting there and you're listening to this, and you say, how does he know? because God showed me in that vision last night. But God wants to uncover all the garbage that you've placed on top of that love that you had for each other. And you're going to find that love is there. And that love is going to flow out of you. And you're going to love each other like you never knew you could love each other. That marriage is going to be put back together again. And I saw a little boy crying because he couldn't find his dad. His dad had left. And in my vision, I saw like a dove went out. And I know that was the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God stopped him. He was a truck driver. He pulled right over to the side of the road and began to weep and cry. And you can expect a phone call from your dad because he's coming home. I mean, I saw this last night. I was awake for hours in this wonderful vision that God was given to me. And I realized this was just one of the signs of the last day. It says your old men will dream dreams and your young men will have visions.
Right.
I may not be a young man, but I had a vision. It's not my first vision. And God wants to do some things. And as the pressure gets on you and as the money gets short, as the times get rough, God is going to manifest himself to you in ways that's going to shock you. At times there's going to be food on your table. There's going to be money slid under your door. There's going to be money that comes in the mail. We've been getting $1 bills in the mail. They don't put their name and address on it. They just send a dollar bill. Because they don't want all the junk that most ministries send to them if you send them anything. We don't send that junk. But things are happening. Things that we've never seen before are taking place. We've got an opportunity, as we found out this morning, to go on 30 radio stations that we haven't been on before. Wasn't that 30? Glory. 30 radio stations that we haven't been on that go all over the world.
Amen.
That we can tell them the truth about the last days. That we can help them, that they can understand what's going on. That they can make a little sense out of all this confusion that the world is trying to give to them. Even our elections this year, if you look at them, they're just a mess. I mean, if you try to tell the truth about this Muslim boy, they don't want to know about that truth. Well, I hope the black brothers and sisters wake up out there pretty soon, because he's not your Messiah. He's probably the devil in disguise. And you need to wake up. Things are happening. Things are going on. And we're seeing a change in everything that we do out here. A lot of radio stations are going to go off the air after the election's all over.
Right.
I mean, they're already trying to gag us and stop us because they don't want us telling you the truth.
Right.
They don't want you to know what's going on.
Amen.
They don't want you to realize that Russia's building up her arms bigger than she ever has. That Iran has nuclear weapons, and we'd be foolish to go to war with Iran unless we absolutely had to. They don't want to tell you that we don't have much time left. They don't want to tell you that the dollar's worth almost nothing. Now they're talking about gold at $1,000 an ounce. Don't buy it. You say, why not?
That's right.
Well, the Bible says they go a bag of gold to buy a loaf of bread. I'd rather trust God.
Yeah.
Then the Bible says you're going to take that gold and silver and throw it in the streets because it's not going to be worth nothing.
Amen.
We've got to put our trust in God. We're living in a time right now when we can't depend on our nation. We've got to depend on God.
Amen.
God is our source. He's going to heal us. He's going to deliver us. He's going to set us free. He's going to protect us. He's going to feed us. God is going to do everything that he said in this book that he'd do. And we're seeing it. We're living in the hour when we're going to see the total fulfillment of his word. He told us just last Sunday through the prophetic word, we're going to see all the promises fulfilled.
Hallelujah.
All the promises fulfilled. This generation right here is going to see all the promises fulfilled. And then the church is going out. Then the devil can have what's left, and those that missed it have missed it. There's no second chance.
That's right.
They missed it.
That's right.
So we need to get right now. We need to be walking with God now. Don't let the enemy discourage you. Don't let the enemy get you down. I seen a man healed of a back problem. I saw a lady healed of a back problem. I saw a lady that limped, that the limp was gone.
Amen.
And I believe you out there that are hearing this right now, whether it's the beginning of the week, the middle of the week, the end of the week, whenever you get this program, I believe miracles are going to take place. I believe healings are going to take place. I believe deliverance is going to take place.
Hallelujah.
Some of you that haven't been able to get rid of the cigarette habit is just going to drop right off. You're going to throw that pack away and never go back to it again.
Amen.
God's going to set you free. And some of you that's been cold in your heart, all the ones are going to get on fire for Jesus.
Amen.
And you're going to start telling everybody you can about Jesus. Because there's going to be a supernatural revival, the Bible says, in these last days. It's not a man-made revival. It's a supernatural revival when the Spirit of Almighty God is going to come down on us with all of His power. And I'll tell you, there's going to be some changes.
Amen.
Changes in my life. Changes in your life. Glory. They'll probably be able to go around and take a wastebasket and gather up all of our glasses because we won't need them.
Hallelujah.
All of our hearing aids because we won't need them.
Yes.
I'm talking about Christians now. And when the world sees this, they're going to want God. They're going to come to God. They're going to flock to God. And they're going to find out they don't have to pay $50 or $100 or $1,000 to get in. They're going to find out that God gives it to you free. Freely receive, freely give.
Amen.
We're in that time. We're in that hour right now. And I want you to prepare yourself because you're going to get some of these things I was talking about this morning. And like I said, we want to hear from you.
Yes.
Let us know that we can rejoice with you.
Yes.
That we can tell others. That we can be excited. That we can start that fire that God's talking about. We can sit back with our fans and we keep fanning the flame until we have such a big roaring fire that revival has spread all over the world. Not like the fake revivals out of Canada or Florida. We're a real revival. That's what God's ready to do. Now that's the vision I had. That's what God told me to tell you. Father, right now in Jesus' name, I've laid out my heart to them just like you told me to. And I know above and beyond any doubt you're doing a work right now. Healing's taking place. Miracles are taking place. People are being delivered and set free. And Father, I thank you for it. I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. For we ask it all in Jesus' name.
Now, you just heard Brother Evans tell you that we have the chance to go on up to 30 more radio stations. But, our friends, we are a small ministry and we need your help. It has nothing to do with the healings that were called out, as no healing comes by paying someone money. This is just so that we can buy more radio time to announce the end times to more people. Please do not send offerings through our websites. Send them to this address so that they can be credited properly. Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, New York, 13797 USA. Please help us get on those 30 radio stations. Please, our friends, pray about what God would have you to do. Send it not to our websites in order to get it credited to Radio Time. Send it to Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797 USA. For radio checks to let us know you heard the program and to let us know you got your miracle, you may use that address, Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, New York, 13797 USA, or phone 607-427-8550. 607-427-8550. That's preceded by country code 1 for all those outside the USA. Or email BJ, short for Brother Johnson, BJ at NEAIGA.org, all one word. BJ at NEAIGA.org. Until we get together again next week, this is Brother Johnson, God's watchman, saying, Maranatha, my friends. Watchman shofar.